Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is
Make It Kind.
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
With Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get Woke.
Folks, back again, that time of the month, the October jobs report has been released, and we always speak with our dear friend at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, the chief economist there, and Philadelphia Philly, Chad Stone. Chad and I are somewhat melancholy because we wanted, I mean, he's obviously a Philly fan. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm one of the Phillies to beat the Astros for our Yankees. But I guess we need to not just have discussions on the jobs report. Maybe we need to get into some baseball managing too. We ought to do some prognostication. I don't know. But you all did well. Congratulations on your run.
It's a good season.
No question about it. It was a good season.
Good playoff run for sure.
Yeah. Historic. I mean, to come from where you came from, they may cause, the Phillies alone may cause them, you all to, well, MLB to change the playoff format because as a lower seed, they just ran through everybody. So it was something else. Congrats again. So we talked about this last month. I guess we're beginning to see, I guess, the genesis of this. Small uptick in unemployment, correct?
Yes. So the Fed has been tightening interest rates because the labor market has been running red hot, and inflation is too high. And this jobs report showed that maybe there's a little bit of bite already coming, that labor market is still running pretty hot. We had a lot of jobs created, not as much as earlier on when there's a big jobs hole, but now we're pretty close to being back to where we should be. And we had 261,000 payroll jobs created. When you ask employers, how many people do you have on your payroll? 261,000. And there were revisions to the previous 2 months of another 29,000. So that's a very solid payroll jobs report. On the household side, a different survey, when you ask households, what's the employment status of people in the household? Are they working? Are they looking for work? Do they not want to be looking for work? There's different statuses they can have. They can be employed, unemployed, not in the labor force, don't want to be in the labor force. Actually, that sent different signals from the payroll survey, because there were actually 328,000 jobs lost in the household survey, which is the opposite of the gain in the unemployment rate ticked up a little bit. Now, I promise never to talk about seasonal adjustment again, and so I won't. But that may have something to do with the anomaly. But it's definitely the case that we're getting slightly different signals from the payroll side, which is still pretty strong, and the household side, which is also still pretty good. We're still at quite a low unemployment rate, but it's edging up.
And that is, so we can say pretty definitively now that that's because of the monetary policy, the Fed monetary policy?
Almost. I mean, that's an important piece of it. Yes.
Just in terms of specific numbers, folks, again, 804,000 jobs above February 20 pre-recession levels, private jobs, 1.3 million government jobs down, and at about half or more than half of the government jobs are down are in local government education. People, I guess, still aren't quite coming back in that situation. We always talk about leisure and hospitality. That's still down. When you write Chad, and of course you can follow Chad on Twitter, his thread, Chad CBPP, CBPP, two P's. 1.1 million jobs, leisure and hospitality, still below the February 2020 job level, right?
That's right. Yeah. Now, leisure and hospitality has been coming back from, it was the hardest hit industry in the recession. So in 2020, in April, it was down, it was way, way, way down. And it's been coming back. But the pace that it's been coming back has slowed a little bit as well. And it's still a huge number, one million jobs down. And that's an industry that's in transition, I think, still about how because of COVID, the aftermath of COVID, difficulty hiring, it's a good thing that wages are going up for leisure and hospitality workers, because that's what happens when employers can't get enough workers, they need to make it more attractive for workers to come work for them.
Well, and the other thing we aren't factoring in, and I don't know if anybody can yet, Minoru, who keeps these numbers. We honestly don't know. I mean, I travel and I see people out here traveling, but that's just me with my eyes. We don't really know to what extent people are going back traveling as much, whether that level has gone back to February 2020 levels, how many people checking in hotels. So Chad's right, it's inching. Leisure and hospitality up 35,000 jobs in October. Accommodation up 20,000 jobs. Food and drinking places up 6,000. And there's an average of 78,000 leisure and hospitality jobs added per month. But it was 196,000 per month in 2021. So just people should just keep that in mind. So that's something that'll be interesting to watch and see exactly how that is going to unfold. So, as you said, the unemployment rate is still pretty low, but we have to brace for what may be coming. You make the case that once again, and you're good at this, policymakers should now be preparing. When we look at what this monetary policy is going to do over time, should now be preparing measures to relieve hardship if, in fact, unemployment continues to go up. Right.
That's right. We had really very strong unemployment. There were some problems, but we had very strong unemployment protections in the CARES Act way back in the depths of the recession, and those they stayed in place for a while. But they're all gone, and now we're back to state systems that, in many cases, are bad and don't cover all the people they should. And in some cases, we have states that have cut back on the maximum number of weeks of unemployment. Standard used to be 26 weeks everywhere. If you became unemployed, you had up to 26 weeks of unemployment insurance. And states cut back after the Great Recession, and now some additional states have cut back this time. So there's a lot of states that offer fewer than that 26 weeks. And they've tightened up in ways that don't always make sense in eligibility. So people who lose a job through no fault of their own they still, through technicalities, not qualify for unemployment insurance in their state, when the whole purpose of unemployment insurance is to help out people who lose their jobs through no fault of their own.
Yeah, so that's important.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And when we look at the demographics, Black unemployment went up 0.1%. So did white, Asian 0.4%, Hispanic 0.4%. Yeah. So I mean, it didn't go up a lot, but still. And
yeah.
But again, these disparities still. There's still all the, for lack of a better word, legacy and historical disparity. So while Black unemployment is 5.9, white is 3.10, so still almost 3.2 rather, so almost still double what it is. That almost never changes. Chad has the chart, the persistently higher unemployment rates that exist, folks, for Black and Latino employees. That's something that's just always there, unfortunately.
Right. And in the numbers you're talking about the change in the unemployment rate by race and ethnicity, has a chart that shows that for each race and racial or ethnic group, white, Black, Hispanic, and Asian, the unemployment rate is down almost, for each, is down almost to where it was, or maybe in some cases, maybe a little below where it was at the start of the recession. So back to pre-recession levels, but the actual unemployment rates, as you were saying, are much higher for Hispanic and especially Black workers than for white and Asian workers. And unemployment insurance, guess who it fails? The people with the most unemployment.
Right. You're absolutely right. And Chad also links, as he was alluding to earlier, the Center on Budget always has great recommendations. Here's a report that was written this summer by Nick Gwynn. State cuts continue to unravel basic support for unemployed workers. So folks, tomorrow is important because whatever happens tomorrow, and as Chad is suggesting, as article suggests, there needs to be some type of federal policy, congressional action to deal with the unemployment insurance system. But after tomorrow, we don't know yet what kind of Congress we'll be looking at. Well, we do know, no matter what, the Congress after tomorrow will be a lame duck Congress for the most part, unless the Democrats hold on to power, and then it's not quite as lame duck. Man, I don't know, Chad, and you get into the holidays. So we know how Congress is. It's, you know, we know its character, its culture. I wonder if people will have the will to take some of these issues seriously. The article is great too, folks. We'll share and retweet it, because it talks about what's happening in some states, primarily focusing on states like Kentucky and Wisconsin, Iowa, Oklahoma. And we know what the political persuasion is in those places. So, I mean, this is important. And I don't know how you can ignore it, because even the mainstream media is speculating on what monetary policy could yield in terms of unemployment.
Yeah, actually, at his press conference Tuesday after Fed Chairman Powell said, I can't really tell you he's not willing to make a prediction of inflation, understandably, because it's complicated. I mean, he knows that it's going to come down, and he's aware that it may produce will certainly cool off the labor market and the unemployment rate. The Fed, in its current expectations, thinks that maybe it'll get up to 4.1% at some time, which once upon a time was quite a low unemployment rate. In 2019, before the pandemic, 4.1 was pretty good unemployment rate. We've gotten below it, but now we've gotten used to lower rates that were sustainable. But they're going to go higher almost for sure as the effects of monetary policy work their way through the system.
Some of these more conservative states are saying that workers, and again, this is always a trope, but we can cut this, we can do this, that, and the other, because workers don't really want to go back to work. So all that stuff you all about the great resignation probably didn't help belay that stereotype. But that's just not true, is it, Chad? I mean, that's just...
No, I mean, it's a standard argument that you have to make people want to work. Well, people want to work not only for the income, but for the satisfaction of working. And almost every place where you're hearing some politicians say, oh, we need work requirements, we need work requirements, the people they're talking about are already working at a high rate.
No, the real issue is people who even on a pause are contemplating whether they want to go back to work for the same wage. People need more. People want to work. They're just not making enough money. And so that's what has to be looked at.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Folks, Chad CBPP on Twitter, see his thread every month and hear him talk with us every month when the jobs report comes out. We'll look forward to November's, and then we'll get into the holidays and get ready to get prepared for next baseball season. That'll be next for us.
Well, for me, I still have football with the undefeated Eagles.
That's right. So you good. You good for a minute longer. You good. Look at you. Yeah, that's something. I know people in Philadelphia are losing. I got a few friends, big Eagles fans. They are losing their minds. So Christmas has come early for them. So congrats on that, too.
Yeah, well, we want to get to the end of the season.
I think you will. I think
you're standing.
I think you will. I think you'll be okay. Yeah. I think you'll be okay. Chad Stone, everybody. Chad CBPP on Twitter. Thanks, Chad.
You're welcome.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all,
Give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.